taken together the first reading from Exodus and today's Gospel afford us an opportunity to interiorize, at least in part, the nature and meaning of law in the eyes of God. In particular, we should pay close attention to the hierarchy of love, the ordering of love, that Jesus presents in the Gospel. But first, in the first reading, here we see God's preferential option for the foreigner, the widow, the orphan, and the poor. He reminds the Jewish people that offenses against these classes of persons will garner a special hearing from him because he is compassionate. He imparts special protections for the most vulnerable in society. And as we will later see in the New Testament, Jesus says that whenever we do good towards our neighbor or neglect those in need, we do those things to Christ himself. We easily read this in Matthew chapter 25. Meanwhile, we know that the two great commandments cited in the Gospel are a summation of the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, which are, of course, the Ten Commandments are deeply connected with the natural law. St. Thomas Aquinas reminds us in the Prima Secundae of the Summa that while man can naturally intuit the universal principles in regards to natural law, the Decalogue, or Ten Commandments, provide those explications of the natural law that require divine revelation to know more precisely. So let us turn to the Catechism to examine the way in which they are presented. The Catechism reminds us that Commandments 1, 2, and 3 are summed up in the first of the two great commandments, to love God with our whole mind, heart, soul, and strength. The remaining seven commandments, Commandments 4 through 10, are summed up in the second of the great commandments, to love our neighbor as ourselves. But we often overlook the hierarchy that's at work here. Jesus is telling us that we are to love God above all things, and then to love our neighbor as ourselves. Notice, as ourselves, an important phrase often overlooked. I'd be willing to bet that if you ask most practicing Catholics, they would tell you that the hierarchy of love is first God, that seems simple enough, and then others, and then self. In fact, to put the self above others would be considered selfish to most. Yet we might overlook the simple fact that loving others presumes an ordinate love of self. Remember, Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. So in reality, the hierarchy is God, and then self, properly, and then others. I'd be willing to guess for most folks that putting the self before others might seem a bit counterintuitive. But the idea should be simple. In order to love others well and to make ourselves a gift to others, we must love ourselves ordinately first. We cannot render unto others what we do not ourselves possess. So, for example, we as priests in the seminary were reminded constantly to take our day off, to recharge and reboot and rediscover him whom we serve. And canon law requires us to make an annual retreat for generally the same reason. How often in parish work did I have to remind parents to take a date night, at least once a month, so that the couple can rediscover and reboot and, you know, re-court each other, as it were, in a relationship that preceded the conception and the bearing and raising of children. But for us priests here, there's a particularly important example for us to consider. Each of us was selected to go away from our country and to come here to learn and to pray and to deepen our relationship with Jesus. Why? So that armed with the gifts we will have cultivated and developed here, we will be able to return home to make that gift efficacious for those whom we will serve later. But remember, there's an opportunity cost for us being here. We're not hearing confessions, nor are we offering masses at home, but we could be. On face value, we are not taking care of our neighbors directly right now, but we are loving ourselves ordinately by spending our precious years here fruitfully so that we can return home to love our people there. So the hierarchy of God, then self, then others, has particular significance for us. So, ever committed to loving God above all, we pray that we will rededicate ourselves daily to the project of ordinate, proper self-love in the manner we have been asked to do so by our superiors, so that we may better love God and those who wait for us at home. May our participation in God's goodness by cultivating the gift of our time here become a tremendous source of love for our people whom we have yet to encounter. May Jesus Christ be praised both now and forever. Amen.